This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
Some of the leaders probably will remember this. When we went away, I was talking about maintaining high levels of spirituality. Amen. Well, you see, the thing is, when you look in the Word of God, I'm amazed, because when I was preparing and looking at this topic on spirituality, I found out that when you look at the Bible, it's so filled, especially the New Testament, about spirituality. Walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. If you do not walk by the Spirit, if you walk in the flesh, God has no pleasure in you. Amen. And when you look at it, you begin to ask yourself, so why are we so carnal? Amen. That doesn't make sense. You look in the Bible, it says that God separates between the soul and the spirit. Amen. It's because, I've said this before, God speaks to our spirit. Amen. He doesn't speak to the flesh. That's what Jesus said. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. For the flesh profits nothing. Amen. And then you go to Galatians 6. It says, do not be deceived. For what a man sows, that is what he shall reap. If you sow to the flesh, you reap of the flesh. If you sow to the spirit, you reap of a spirit. Amen. So this now begins to challenge me, and I believe will challenge you also, that for us to grow and come to that level where we can hear God clearly, we need to begin to forge forward. We need to begin to run forward. We need to begin to try to lay hold of the spiritual. And the only way we can do it is to build that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's why Jesus said in John 14, he says, when I go, I'll leave you with another comforter, a helper, just like me. Amen. I want us to look at John 4:21. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for a time like this. We want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your word, because your word that shall go forth this evening shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish that which it has been sent to accomplish. Father, I take spiritual authority over every spirit that does not glorify you, and I break the hold of the enemy over the minds of the people, that we will be a people of the Spirit, flowing and being led by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was looking at this scripture and I was trying to understand what Jesus was saying here. You know, in John 4:21, he replied the woman. He says, believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. Now let's just pause there. When you look at the question this woman asked Jesus, he said, wait a minute, you the Jews say that we can only worship God in Jerusalem. Okay? But Jesus looked at her and said, wait a minute, you do not understand the spiritual realm. You do not understand the things of the Spirit. Amen? Because the true worshippers of God, it doesn't really matter where they are, they can worship God anywhere. You know what, I was meditating on this afternoon. You know, one of the things that struck me. You know, sometimes people will come to you and say, oh, we're leaving the church. God says we should move. And I always laugh about that. Is it God or is it your flesh? Amen. Because if you are a worker in a church, right, if God is moving you to another place, he's moving you to be a worker. He will not just move you. There has to be a reason why he's taking you from one place to the other. So Jesus is saying here, it doesn't really matter where you worship. It doesn't really matter where you are. Because God is a spirit. Those who worship him are going to worship him through the spirit. Amen. Because your spirit, my spirit, has to bear witness with the spirit of God. There's got to be a marriage. There's got to be an aligning of your spirit and my spirit with the spirit of God. Amen. He says, but the time is coming. Indeed, it is here now. When true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is looking for those who worship him that way. So if we look at our lives, do you know we have a time in our lives when we are pressed down, we're bogged down, and we cannot worship God. I'm looking at a scripture at the moment which the Lord's been laying on my heart, which I want to share on Sunday. And the Lord was opening my eyes to see that we sometimes look at physical disability, but we miss the emotional disability. If you're disabled emotionally, it will handicap you spiritually. And that's why we must always stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. That's why we must always stay in tune with the spiritual realm. Amen. And that's what Jesus was saying to these women. He said, for God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So your worship has to be spirit-led. But if you're not led by the Spirit, how can you worship God in the Spirit? Amen? He says, all that are born of God are led by the Spirit. Amen? So, our spirit must have access. The Holy Spirit must have access to our spirit. This is how we live. Walking in the Father's love, showing the Father's love is the root of all that we do. Amen. You know, the inner state of our being must show outwardly what's going on in our hearts. If your spirit led, that's why Galatians 6 and Galatians I think 5 says that if you are led by the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Because God is completely against the flesh. He is. And you and I know what the flesh does. So if you go to Galatians 5, it says, these are the fruit of the flesh. Infighting, envy, drunkenness. Amen. So the Bible is telling us as we flow in the spiritual realm, we will not fulfill the law of the flesh. And so what happens is those who walk in the Spirit get spoken to by the Holy Spirit. You know where to go. You know where not to go. You know what to say. You know where not. You remember when Pastor Koso was preaching on Sunday, he told us about Elisha. Amen. Do you know how was it possible for Elisha to be in his home and know what was happening in another city? How was it possible for this man to know when the king was planning to raid Israel? And then he will tell his king. Amen? It's because his spirit was in tune with the Spirit of God. And that's what God wants to do with his church. And that's what Jesus was saying here. You know, I want my spirit to be so in tune with the Spirit of God that you speak to some people, you tell them what God is doing in their lives. You even with a stock exchange, hallelujah.
What's the name of this man? Elkman will give testimonies how God will say to him, remove your stock from this one and invest in that area. Remove money from here and invest. He was telling them, and you can just stand and watch this man and say, boy, why can't God speak to me like that? Because I have not learned to separate between my soul and my spirit, so that my spirit can link up with the Spirit of God. You know what happens to us most of the time is that I don't have money, I flow in that direction. Oh God, I need money. Oh God, my bank account, I'm sick. Oh God, I need healing. But what he's saying here is that if you're in tune, if your spirit is in tune with the Spirit of God, guess what? He will tell you where to find food. He will tell you where to get money. I remember some years ago, and I remember this so well, when it was like there was no food on the table, there was nothing in the house, and I love my wife. She knows I'm the man. And so she says to me, darling, there's no food in the house. And when I come back, I need money to buy food. And I said, okay, darling. She went out. I said, oh God, I need money. Oh God, I need money. And 30, 40 minutes later, there's a knock on the door. I didn't hear it, but my son did. I said, there's a knock on the door. And I said, no, there's nobody. So 10 minutes later, I went upstairs. There was an envelope that came through the door. And I picked up the envelope, opened it. There was £20 in it. And I called my uncle who gave the money. I said, why did you give me £20? He said, I went into the store to buy you a birthday present. And I heard clearly someone say to me, don't buy, give him the money. Amen? When you walk, when you're in tune in the spiritual realm, you can speak to God, and God will speak to someone that needs to do what he wants done. You get what I'm saying? You know the story of Elisha when there was no food. It got to a point in 2 Kings. It got to a point that people were eating their own children. And Elisha sat in his room with his other prophet and said, hear the footsteps of the man that the king has sent to me. Wait a minute, he wasn't there. He didn't even know the king had sent anybody. How did he know? Because he flowed in the spirit. And that's where Jesus wants us to be. That's where God wants us to be. Amen. But you see, we as Christians have become so bogged down with the mundane, everyday life that we are not in tune with God. So I'm encouraging us today, hallelujah, that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. You know, God has given us the Word, and by the Holy Spirit, He is our life coach. Amen. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is our life coach? He is the one who helps us to move from one level to another. I don't know what your spiritual life was like last year, but if you're still at the same place you were last year spiritually, then you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. Then you're not connected to the Holy Spirit. Because He is our life coach. Have you ever seen a team? Like, I'm believing God tonight that my team will win. Amen. But listen, they have been coached, they have been trained. If a team remains the same that it was last year and still losing matches, then they're not, then the man needs to be sacked. But we have a coach that cannot be sacked. Amen. Because he's constantly training us. But you see, the problem is, are we those kind of players who listen and we do not do what we've been told? Amen. Have you noticed, no matter how good a player is in a football team, if he's not performing very well on the day, he gets substituted. And you know, it happens to us as Christians. And sometimes we wonder, why am I on the shelf? Because you've been coached and coached and coached, told what to do by the Holy Spirit, prompted, and you're not doing anything. And guess what he does? Moves on to someone else. I'm one of those ones who believe that schools in this country shouldn't be pushing people forward. If you fail in a class, if you've not performed very well in a class, remain in that class. There's no point in pushing people. And that's why God will not elevate us to where we do not, how shall I put it? We're not supposed to be. So we come back and we begin to say, Holy Spirit, I need your coaching. Holy Spirit, I need to grow. Like the prayer we prayed today from Ephesians 3:17. Being rooted in Christ. Amen. Being rooted. You see, when you're rooted in Christ, guess what? Thunder, rain, lightning, it will move you because you're rooted in Christ Jesus. You know the tall oak tree? The root is as long as the tree itself. And then it spreads out so that it has grace. We need to spread out. Amen? So that in our inner man, which is our spirit, we're holding on to God. Amen? Most things that happen, let's be truthful, affect our spirituality. And they always begin with our mind. Amen? They always begin with our mind. Therefore, the Bible tells us that we should renew our minds. In Romans 12, it tells us to renew our minds. Our minds need to be renewed. We have to ask ourselves, what will Jesus do? How will he demonstrate his spirituality in a time like this? When the stock exchange goes up, it comes down. They say to you that the rice is getting too expensive because of the scarcity of rice. But do you know, a people whose mind has been renewed, this is what they will do. They will go to God and say, Lord, what are you saying? What's going on? Do you know that's what Jesus used to do? Jesus would just go and speak to the Father. So take Peter, for instance, in Luke 5. They toiled all night. Amen? They toiled all night. And I believe that when Jesus met them, it was in the morning. They've walked all through the night. They tried catching fish. These were experts. They didn't know where to find fish. And then in the morning, they're washing their boats. They're cleaning their nets. And guess what? Jesus comes to town and says, okay, let me use your boat. He steps into their boat. They didn't complain. He finishes using the boat and then says to them, launch into the deep. I was like, wait a minute. Launch into the deep. But we've been fishing all night. Fishermen know that you can only catch fish at night. Amen? Because they're resting, they feel comfortable. But Jesus said, launch into the deep. Those who walk in the Spirit will hear Jesus when he tells them where to find souls. Amen? They will know where to find souls. We've been in this place for 8 years, going to 10. Oh God, direct our spirit so that we will know how to evangelize in this area. Amen. That's what high-level spirituality is. Amen. You know, one of the things that I found out that has hindered our spirituality is being judgmental. And that's one of the things I'm asking God to help me. Not to judge anyone. Not to look down on people. But to see people the way God sees them. And I realized one thing of recent. That when I am judgmental, it is difficult for the Holy Spirit to direct me to the person that God wants to save. Have you ever thought about that? If you don't like a person, why will he direct you to that person? If you're not praying for a person, why will he allow you to minister to that person's life? Amen. I found out that people who pray together
there's always a deeper relationship. Because spirit is linking with spirit. And that's why you can go somewhere and you see somebody who is a Christian and you say, this person is a Christian, without anybody telling you. You know why? Because your spirit will bear witness with the spirit of God that is in that person. Okay, how do you know a Nigerian is a Nigerian? You see someone and you know is a Nigerian. Sometimes you just look at their physique, or sometimes you just hear them talk, or you just hear their names, and then you know this is a Nigerian, or Kenyan, or anybody. You understand what I'm saying? So, what God is doing in our life is for us to come together as a body, because that's who we are, and begin to flow in the spiritual realm. And we should stop being judgmental. We should stop looking down on one another. Amen? Do you know that those who are spirit-led are filled with gratitude? Amen? When you look at a person like Habakkuk, he was still filled with gratitude. You look at Jeremiah in Lamentation, he was still filled with gratitude. You look at David, which we read today, Psalm 73. He got to a point, he had looked at everyone, looked at, oh, these people are prospering. But then he comes back and he says, wait a minute. I haven't been to the sanctuary. I haven't been to church. I know that God has been good to me. Amen. Amen. There's got to be gratitude in our hearts. Merely believing is not spirituality. Merely saying amen to the things that the pastor preaches, or not understanding what the pastor preaches. Praise the Lord. Alone is not enough. Do you know what blessed me about Maya's testimony on Sunday? After she said all, you find out that there was something on her heart that no one else could reach or could give to her except God. And she realized that the only way she can link up to what she wanted from God was to move away from the carnality and move to the level of spirituality. And the way she said it really blessed me. She said, I realized that if Abraham lived in a tent, hallelujah, then where I live in is a lot better than a tent. And you see, that's what God is looking for. Some people are looking for good jobs, but they've not thanked God yet for the job they have. Some people have a house that has a loo, a bathroom, amen. But they want a palace and they're not thanking God for the little that they have. They're still complaining. We've got to move. We've got to move. Amen. So me preaching, anybody preaching, and then we say amen, is not spirituality. You know, one of the things I enjoy about American churches when I go, and sometimes I leave not even hearing anything, because all the pastor needs to say is to say one nice word. Preach it, pastor! Oh, get away from here! And you live there, the same carnal person that came into the church. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah! So true spirituality is twofold: knowing and doing. Amen. It's not knowing, listening to all the messages, but doing nothing with it. Let's quickly look at James 1:22, and then I'll round up. James 1:22.
listen to this. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. Amen. That's the way the word of God is. It says evangelize. You hear it. You say, we London and the world for Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Preach it, pastor. But you get out there. You've forgotten about it. Or you don't do anything about it. Amen. So true spirituality is twofold. You know, you've heard, and you do it. Hallelujah. Be doers of the word, not heavens only. I know one of the things I found out is that what will build your spirituality is the word of God. The more of the word of God you hear, that's what you speak. If you hear the word, you speak the word. If you hear the world, you speak the world. Amen. And that's why we need to go back to the word of God. Because that is where the strength is. That is what builds up our spirituality. What I'll be looking at next will be the gifts of the Spirit, the spiritual gifts, and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And then I probably will bring this teaching to a close. But I want to ask you some few questions which I want you to ask yourself as you leave this place. Number one, what is my level of understanding true spirituality? Number two, have I surrendered my life totally to God? Number three, am I allowing Him to be Lord of every part of my life as well as my Savior? Have I developed a spirit-filled attitude of gratitude to God and fellow man? Am I living in true obedience to His word and His call upon my life? That's true spirituality. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm walking towards it. And I want to perfect it. Just like Paul said. He said, I've not perfected it yet. But what thing I know, I'm walking towards perfection. Amen. And I know we can do it. We can do it in this church. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-lcc.org. And remember, God loves you.